I said, yeah, more or less, you have horrors, gays, and people who've misguidedly begun to believe they're somehow affiliated with the mafia. That's like 90% of the fucking city. Gary said, oh, of course. I've always said this place is like half-gay Italians, basically. It's almost all homo guineas. It's fucking mind-boggling how this even came into existence. I said, it's like fucking Disneyland, Gary. So when we decided that we were gonna try, that we'd make a good faith attempt at offing him, we figured we'd need at least two of the three demographics. Ideally avoiding the gays if possible, but at the same time realizing that would be more or less impossible. Gary nodded his head sagely. I said, long story short, he was a former bookie. The kid we needed to hit, if you could call it that, turned quasi-CEO of some bullshit shrub sculpting business. Gary said, oh yeah. My mom's aunt had some work done by them. They came over her old house, bushes and trees and shit. I nodded my head sagely. He said, they're like, you know the fucking clowns who sculpt the balloons and shit at children's birthday parties? I said, yeah. They're like them except for bushes in your front fucking yard. Yeah. So anyway, he was nominally some type of executive at that firm, if you can call it a firm, which you can't. It is and was in no shape, way, or form a firm. Even executive is a stretch, as they're no longer corporate executives. Gary said, oh, forget it. I said, everyone is at least a vice president now, and they're all fucking morons. A vice president of the company is basically an entry-level position. If he knows how to do a VLOOKUP, he should be CEO, but he won't be because that would be too efficient. Know what I mean? Gary nodded his head sagely. I said, but anyway, we decided. Well, collectively we made the decision that he had to go. In that case, we should try and murder him in a clandestine fashion, if at all possible. Gary said, but really? Why? It seems so extreme. Killing people? I said, basically, I mean, if you have to know. Basically because he told Nate McMillan to go fuck himself at Opa and Atwell's a few Saturday nights prior. Gary said, oh, well, in that case, yeah, I get it. I said, exactly. It wasn't right, but it wasn't exactly incorrect either. But we'll get to that later. Anyway, we'll go ahead and tell Detlef. Gary said, he's the guy we're whacking, right? Detlef, we're murdering him or trying to. I said, yeah. Detlef Schrempf. So we tell Detlef, no, we ask him politely if we can have a party, throw a little party and shit if he wants to throw a party at his house, and we'll help organize it, promote it at all the underground venues. Have the after party. We'll even hire some maids to clean up afterward and whatnot. Gary said, oh, like shrine, but residential. I said, yeah, exactly. Typical shit. Shitty ecstasy, third-rate whores, minimal orgies, etc., etc. Gary nodded his head sagely. I said, so we want to catch up with him, ask this question, do some reconnaissance, but also poison him if we have the opportunity. I guess option one would be to just poison him outright, if we can, but option two would be to try and set up the whole party thing and then go about figuring the best way to kill him at that later date. Anyway, he's going to this jazz show, apparently, over on Hope at a bookstore. Gary said, what type of jazz? I said, avant-garde. He said, ugh. I said, New York avant-garde. He said, horrendous. Hershey, you're literally making me want to fucking vomit right now. You know that? Schrempf is into that shit? I said, it was mildly surprising to me. I halfway figured he was chasing some cunt there, though. So maybe some modicums of sense. Gary's nodded his head sagely. I said, so we drive up to the spot. It's an actual bookstore, mind you. I thought it was like a bookstore, ha-ha. Like, ha-ha, a bookstore. But it's an actual musical performance at an actual bookstore. I drive us up. It's me and Sean. We're playing Ghostface Nutwake out of the open window at a fairly loud decibel. Perhaps an even unreasonable decibel level. Gary said, I pass a loose leaf cigarette to a diggerette. I said, I multiply myself 10 times standing next to zero. Gary said, pass me a honey dip spliff, black mental cops, continental drift. I said, dick and knock need hope, a boss tower fetal. Gary said, stomach as flat as a pancake for a man sack. Used to fuck her while she menstruated, but it made her hyperventilate. I said, so yeah, exactly. The entire Rizzoverse is being literally screamed from out my open window as I park this across the streets from this essentially openly communist bookstore. It's all like Leninist pamphleteer shit outside the spot. Stalin apologia. I guess I could go either way in terms of Ghost and RZA. Whether or not there would be an appreciation of supreme clientele in that environment, you know. He said, it's 50-50, I'd say, at best. And I don't know which way I'd even push towards. I said, Gary, that doesn't even make sense, and I literally have no fucking choice but to agree with it wholeheartedly. It's spot on. So we roll up. There's an actual bouncer, if you could call it that, non-denominational white guy in a white button-up, halfway unbuttoned with a Kevin James physique wearing non-designer sunglasses. He says it's 10 cash. I look at my wallet, I have like, I don't know, fucking 50 singles, and I won't lie, Gary, at this point from the vibes there, I'm just thinking, fuck. Should we just hit the strip instead? Would that not be a more productive than this fucking so-called reconnaissance mission? Murderous passe anyway. We can get him at a later date. Bump into this fucking bum all over the city anyway. It's only a matter of time. He said, oh, without a doubt. But dot your I's to Hershey. Especially with this type of stuff. I said, plus D'Antonio has been insisting that we get this shit done ASAP. So I say, okay. Terry said, as you should. I said, as a payer cover on all singles, 20 singles, a somewhat awkward exchange, partially attributable to the singles, but also attributable to the fact that all three of us sitting just wildly out of place at an avant-garde jazz show bookstore performance. So now we step inside, and immediately I realize, shit, this is actually a bookstore. Like, it's a fucking bookstore, haha aside. And not only is it a bookstore, haha, it's all a bookstore that's not even equipped with a makeshift bar. It serves just one purpose, to sell communist propaganda. It's totally ill-equipped as with an actual event menu of any sort. There's no possibility of purchasing alcohol on premises. He said, there's no bar. Wait, how? I said, exactly. He said, what the fuck? So this is an avant-garde, it's an avant-garde jazz show in a bookstore with no alcohol? I said, and he had the audacity to charge $10 to get in. He said, wow, that's maybe the cuntiest thing I've heard this year. So you're expected to stand in that store and listen to guys fart around on their horns? While completely sober, I said, in China, the CCP used it as a literal torture technique if they ever get a CIA acid in their grips. I have sources that actually verify this, Gary. Anyway, a younger Caucasian, could be Lebanese, but vaguely Caucasian in any case, younger white with a hipster eyeglasses talking about going to a T-Pain concert. In the self-aware diction, quite self-aware, I realized slowly that I know this kid from years ago. Back in my band days, fucking kid never answered one of my emails. I like messaged him very nicely about a beat he posted on Bandcamp. Kid never fucking replied. Now in my mind, standing awkwardly listening to him talk, of course I'm considering how much this little faggot I think he is. I'm losing myself in his faggotry. But now Sean's nudging me. Gary said he's making sure you get down to business. I know Sean. That's Sean to a fucking T. I said exactly. I glanced at the kid. I wonder if he even recognized me, though we never met, faggot. But I'll leave it at that. Pretend to scroll through my phone while waiting for Detlef to show. Gary said, all right. So, I said, like I said, initially, yeah, this was reconnaissance, but it was also like a fucking, you know, reconnaissance, but if you can slip some shit into your drink, do it. Kid blows lines regularly, so if you can slip some fent in his vodka soda early on, then no one will raise an eyebrow if it collapses later that night. Gary said, but now no bar. I said, now no bar. No bar. No vodka, no poisoning, no point. So this is basically a waste of time in my opinion. Guy walks in, looks almost exactly like the saxophonist who's supposed to play the venue, like literal doppelganger type shit. I realize, I say to myself, this guy, he's the bassist of Thunderfart. Gary said, ah, right, right, Thunderfart, I know them, great live show if you're into dissonant noise. I said, right. Now I'm still fucking shocked I even recognize this dude, but it was 100% him. He let in the girl maybe half his age, chubby bitch with green and gray hair, like intentional gray, not actual aging gray. Guy made a motion to her like she didn't have to pay. Gary said, classic indie hipster dick sucks, bro. I love it. I said, she's tongue in his taint just to get into this shithole show. Just wildly ill-advised life decisions, Gary. And I say this is a guy trying to poison a fucking guy at a jazz show. Would only further emphasize how much I would have enjoyed 20 damn singles back. Sean and I could have gone down the street instead. Not that you know. I mean, we could still have hit the ATM and shit, whatnot. But it just would have been more convenient, you know. Have the singles on hand, go in, have one drink, toss them into an ass crack, and go on with our night. Gary said, oh, 100%. Now instead you're stuck in a bookstore waiting for some douchebag to play a saxophone for you. I said, a cramped ass communist bookstore with no AC, forced to listen to some twink who refused to sell me a beat on Bandcamp 3 years ago, blather on and on about a T-Pain in such a pretentious tone. It was difficult not to just slap the fuck out of him, to be honest. What I wanted to do, I desperately wanted to slap the fuck right out of his faggot twink ass, pull out my penis and pee on him, bitch. Anyway, we're waiting and waiting. Is Detlef showing up on this fucking thing at all? I whispered to Sean, at all? Is this a total complete waste of time, or just a run-of-the-mill partially nonsensical activity? Gary said, imagine you're over here trying to possibly murder Detlef Shrimp at an avant-garde jazz show on the east side of Providence, and he doesn't even show up. I said, that's exactly what fucking happened, Gary. This fucking cunt didn't even show up. And guess what? Guess where the fuck he ended up? Gary said, Hershey, I know exactly what the fuck you're about to say. I said, at the Foxy, right down the street. Sam Perkins saw him take him with Lotto Girl. Kendall Gill was messaging out Snap 2 years ago to the back. Pussy juice still visible on his face like perspiration from the stage.